Are you so busy and overwhelmed that you can't get enough time to connect with God? Are distractions robbing you of your time with Jesus? Is your motivation to spend time in the Word just not what it used to be? Do you want to be more consistent in your personal Bible study? Welcome home, sister. I'm Rosie, a mom, wife, teacher, and devoted disciple of Jesus. And like you, I struggled to stay consistent with my Bible study. When life got busy, I felt so overwhelmed that spending time in God's Word was no longer a priority. In my hardest seasons of life, my motivation to be in the Bible grew weak. I lost my convictions and walked away from God. But by His grace, my faith was restored, and with a conviction to never take God's Word for granted again. If you're tired of letting the enemy steal away your time, energy, focus, and motivation, then sister, this podcast is for you. So go reheat your coffee, dust off your journal and Bible, and get ready to take back your time. Welcome back to the Her Intentional Bible Study Podcast, my sister. I'm so happy to have you here. Today is a very, very, very special episode because it's a celebration episode. Yes, today we are celebrating some milestones in this podcast, and it's all thanks to number one, God. Thank you, Lord, so much. And number two, it's thanks to you. It's thanks to your support. It's thanks to your encouragement. It is thanks to just the way you want to actually hear me and the privilege and honor you're giving me to trust. You're trusting me to help you in your walk with God, in your journey in studying your Bible, in your journey in hearing from God every day, learning how to grow closer to Him, learning how to get into your Word, even with limited time, learning the importance of having intimacy with God, all the things that you allow me to teach you every week. It is an honor for me, my sister, to be here with you. So today, not only are we airing this on the podcast through audio version, but if you're watching on YouTube, which I do have a YouTube channel, mostly audio goes on there. I do create some really cool shorts sometimes. So if you want to check it out, you can check it out. I have it linked right here in the show notes. So I'm actually on video today because it is a very special episode. You know, I'm not like one to dress up and get on video too much. I don't have a lot of time for that. But today I thought, you know what, let me get in here and get on video. So if you're watching on video, good to see you, my sister. Hello. And if you're just listening to the podcast, awesome. Good to see you too. Well, what are we celebrating today, you're wondering? Okay, a few things. First and foremost, as you probably see from the episode number right here, it is our 200th episode. This is our 200th episode. So I have 200 episodes in. I still cannot believe it. Oh my goodness. It has been actually as of this coming month, by the time that you hear this, it's the end of April, but May, in mid-May, I technically celebrate 3 years. So you can basically say we're celebrating 3 years too, although I didn't put it in my celebration notes. But yes, we're celebrating almost three years into podcasting. So yes, amen, praise God. But the thing that I love the most about what we're celebrating is the amount of downloads that I've gotten, the amount of listens, you know, the fact that people have listened into the show, like a lot of people, especially in the last year, the growth has been tremendous. And there's a reason for that. I'm going to talk about it a little later. So stick around, because if you're interested in how to start or grow your own podcast, you want to stick around to hear how I did it and how you can do it too. I'm not here to promote myself or anything like that. This is not about that at all, just to let you know, okay? But I do want to give you a little secret to how I do this and how you also can answer your calling if this is what God calls for you in your life, to encourage other sisters, to share the Word with them, or to share your other gifts and talents that God has given you with them. There is a way. And I want to share that with you. So stick to the end, all right, my sister? So not only are we celebrating 3 years, 200 podcast episode, but over 25,000 downloads from, you want to hear this? You know, how many countries? 134 countries. Oh my goodness. I went through the list of all the countries, and as I was scrolling down and counting my all-time countries that have been listening in,
literally tears starting, like, I started getting teary-eyed because I just felt like, what? Like, oh my goodness, 134 countries, over 25,000 downloads. And that to me is such an honor. I also have almost 400 community members. You know, if you're part of a community, you know what I'm talking about, my sister. I love getting to know you in there. And if you're in there, hey, how are you, my sister? All right. So the community, if this is your first time here, is called Intentional Bible Study for Christian Women. That's Intentional Bible Study for Christian Women. And it's on Facebook and it's totally free. I love it because I really get to connect with people there. I go on there now monthly to do live Bible studies. It's super, super exciting. In fact, if you're listening to the day that this podcast launched, I'm going to be doing the live Bible study for this month tomorrow, Tuesday, the 30th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So don't miss it. If you're not part of that community, what are you waiting for, sister? You must join now, okay? To get in, all you have to do is go to bit.ly/let's be intentional, okay? All right, what else are we celebrating? Well, we are celebrating 300 YouTube subscribers. Woo-hoo! Can you believe that? I'm like, wow. I mean, I don't even focus on YouTube, okay? And people are still subscribing. I'm just amazed, okay? Because, you know, some people just prefer to listen to the audio on YouTube, and that's perfectly fine. That's awesome. And some people just love to watch the encouraging shorts that I put in there, which basically are Bible verses that encourage you. I put it on there maybe weekly or every other week or so, more or less. And so I like to do those little 15-second Bible verses that I find super encouraging. So check it out if you want to subscribe on YouTube as well. All right, what else are we celebrating? All right, we have how many things? We've really named 5 things so far. So here we go. Number 6, a brand new, beautiful website. Yes, it's the intentionalchristianwoman.com. Same exact link as before, as always, but it is gorgeous. Okay. God has provided the financial ability for me to purchase this template. And over the spring break I had recently, I myself, with the help of God, redid this whole thing. It took me like 7 days. It's no easy task. Okay. But I did it, and it's beautiful, it's gorgeous, and God has provided so much, and I'm just so grateful. So check it out, theintentionalchristianwoman.com, beautiful website, all the things you need in one page, super easy to navigate. All right, what else am I celebrating? All right, I recently started my very first group coaching masterclass. Yes, I did. All right. I am helping a group of women in my church community actually right now, because I want to be able to first, I said, you know what? I first need to like help the sisters in my church. Like if I'm going to help people internationally, that's awesome. But I got to start here in my church community. So I opened it up, and it's complimentary to them. They signed up. I'm just pouring into them, and I'm learning so much from them. I'm actually learning all about the needs that they have, the different needs. I'm learning how people have different learning styles in Bible study. You know, that's important. I'm a teacher, so I know all about that. So now I'm like discovering ways to help people in their different learning styles to make their Bible study stop being so stale. You know, if you've been a Christian for long enough, you know that sometimes you get kind of bored about the way you do things, or you want to know new ways of studying your Bible, but you're not really looking at your learning style, or you're not really sure what it is. I have a quiz that I created, and I use that, and it allowed them and myself to really be able to navigate that. So I'll be telling you more about that soon enough, so you guys can get in on that. But all the things I'm learning through that masterclass is amazing. I mean, I feel like I'm pouring to them, but I'm learning a lot, and I'm getting a lot out of it myself. So just to know that I've done this first group like coaching program, it's a masterclass. It's a few weeks long. And I'm just like blown away at the things that God is showing me through that master class. And last but not least, okay, I told you I'd mention it. I told you I would stick to the end, right? Because we're almost at the end. But I had gotten inspiration a few months ago to relaunch my second podcast, which I've mentioned maybe once or twice here. But if you don't know, It's here now. So it's been here for a little bit, but it's called Her Teacher Voice. It's a Her Teacher Voice podcast. Okay. In there, I go in bi-weekly because, you know, I go in weekly and doing things every week for two podcasts is kind of like a lot. Don't recommend it. But I go in there bi-weekly with some bonus episodes. And what I do is I help women start a podcast. So I give my tips, like all the things for free. Like I give a lot of tips on different things you can do, how you promote your podcast, all the things that I've learned, but I don't give myself credit because it isn't me. Number one, it's God. Okay. It is experience. Yes, absolutely. I have a lot of experience with this, but a lot of this is really from my coach and mentor, and her name is Stephanie Gass, and she's just amazing. She's helped me from last year, literally around this time, I started her group coaching program to help me grow my podcast. And I like it has exploded because of her. So I started that podcast giving tips to teachers or educators or people who, you know, really educators at heart also, to that teach other women through podcasting or that want to teach other women. So, you know, if you've ever wondered about starting a podcast, but you don't know what you want to talk about, or you think you know, but you're not sure and you want to get clarity, she's the one to help you. And I have a link that can connect you to her. I'm actually an affiliate with her. So I help, I kind of reach, you know, I get a little bit, I guess of a little percentage of what, if you sign up with her, which actually helps support this ministry, which if you want to sign up, awesome. You can support me, my family in this ministry. And so, but I love her so much because she has done so much for me and I'm so grateful. So that is my second podcast. If you want to check it out, it'll be also linked right here. It's called Her Teacher Voice. So these are the things that I'm celebrating. And I'm so, so super excited because God has been just, I mean, I'm just like, literally, I'm blown away, like all these accomplishments. But first and foremost, priority to get credit is God. You know, if it wasn't for him, I would not be here. I would not. And I'm so grateful for you. Number two, grateful for you because you are supporting me. You are listening. You are, you know, contacting me and asking questions and going into the group and getting into the community and replying to my, you know, to my emails that I do monthly. And I don't know if you know, but oh, goodness, I almost forgot. I didn't even include this in the celebration, but I'm close to 200 email subscribers, which is really amazing because the growth has been really rapid over the last few months. So, you know, this is another thing I learned from Stephanie Gass. And so all the things that I've been applying lately is just really been working. So, and it's not really just about growing numbers. I'll be honest, sister, like, I mean, it's great. You know, it's awesome looking at the numbers. But it's really not that. It's really just that just shows me how much God is using me and how it just makes me feel more honored to do that. You know, so if you haven't signed up for my monthly newsletter, you can do so also. Check it out. Details are in the show notes, but you can just go to theintentionalchristianwoman.com, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the two free workbooks plus the bonus Proverbs 31 affirmations you get, proverbial affirmations you get. So there's three things you get for free, which is awesome. And then you get to listen in on super a lot of encouragement for the month and also announcements and challenges I do, things like that, that I do within my group. So join the group. Go to bit.ly/ let's be intentional. If you're not on social or if you want to get on both, you can just subscribe to my email. Just go to theintentionalchristianwoman.com, scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see the link to join. Okay. Also, you can just go directly there by going to bit.ly/ free Bible study resources, bit.ly/ free Bible study resources. It'll take you directly to the link to sign up. Okay, my sister. Well, I am so excited. You know, another thing I'm doing, and I don't know, I guess this is sort of a celebration. It's just so recent, but I just started offering free 30-minute coaching calls to give you your first step forward. I really want to help you. I know that maybe you're not sure if you want to work with me. I don't know if you want to do the whole program. In the future, I'll be offering another mastermind. Those details will come in the near future, but for now, I really want to help you get that first step forward, get some wins, be able to get you to hear from God every day, no matter even if you have the tightest of time. Okay, I can help you, my sister. I can help you if you're feeling discouraged, you're not sure, if your faith is not where it used to be. I have been there. I have a story. I have a testimonial. I have been there where you are. I know what this is like. The enemy's always trying to separate us from God, but the love of God, he can never separate, ever. God's always coming after us. Always, always, always. We're the ones that unfortunately walk away from him. This is the sad thing, but he never leaves us. And God is amazing that way. And that's why I'm so encouraged to be here every day to walk with him. It inspires me and motivates me, knowing that I'm saved. My salvation comes from Jesus, from God through Jesus Christ. Super excited, super grateful, and grateful again for you, my sister. I hope that this episode encouraged you today. And if you're watching on YouTube, hello again. I'm so happy to see you on camera. If you're watching, if you're listening, also just great, great to have you here. I am so, 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 so grateful for you. I love you. Know that I'm praying for you, and I will see you in the next one.
Hey sister, if this episode encouraged or blessed you in some way, then the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. Also, I would love it if you join me in my Facebook community, Intentional Bible Study for Christian Women. There is an amazing sisterhood encouraging one another and praying for each other. And sister, if you've ever thought about connecting deeper with God through a consistent, powerful, and uniquely designed Bible study routine that works just for you and your time needs, look no further, because I am your mentor and friend and your coach, and I can help you. All you need to do is write me at coachwithrosie@gmail.com. You can connect with me there, or you can check out theintentionalchristianwoman.com for more details. Lastly, if you haven't done so yet, I would invite you to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the way that I know this show is blessing you. My sister, I love you. Know that I'm praying for you, and I will see you in the next one.